Well, Valentine's Day is all about partnership and love, but can everyone celebrate their union equally? Where gay marriage is concerned, that certainly isn't the case. In Adelaide, Greens MP Tammy Franks used today as an opportunity to remind people to get on board and support her marriage equality bill in state legislation. Emmy Dowling was there.
Well, look, today's Valentine's Day. It's a day about love. We're saying it should be about equal love. Next Valentine's Day in South Australia, I'd love to see our state have passed laws that will allow all couples who are in love, who are consenting adults, to marry each other if they're in love.
Tammy Franks, South Australian Greens MP. Today I spoke to her on the steps of State Parliament at the launch of the Have a Heart campaign. The campaign is in support of her marriage equality bill, which is currently before the Upper House.
I've had that bill in the Upper House for a little while. When I first introduced it, the Labor Party weren't yet in support of marriage equality. Now they are, so I'm happy to now have a co-sponsor of the Labor Party's Ian Hunter with me on that bill. We will take that to a vote when we think we have the numbers. Probably May, June this year, when we see the New South Wales legislative report come through on the ability for states to legislate in this area.
And who do you think is likely to vote on it?
We've had support and oppose speeches already, and we'll continue to have those over the next couple of months, but we think we've got the numbers.
If it does pass, how do you think the federal government is going to respond to this?
Well, I'm not sure that the federal government is necessarily going to respond in one united way. I mean, they don't have a conscience vote in that parliament. Here we've had a proud tradition of not only having conscience votes on the sort of issues in South Australia, but being the first to lead the way. We were the first to decriminalise homosexuality. And I think they won't be surprised if South Australia is the first to legalise gay marriage.
What rights do they have after this is passed?
There's already gay couples in South Australia who've been married overseas. Their marriages can then be recognised. There's couples who have partnered overseas and their relationships will be able to be recognised. We'll have to go through the fine details of just how many provisions there that will open doors for those particular couples in those circumstances, but our state will recognise the legitimacy of those relationships.
What about the economic benefits of this?
Look, I'm on record as pointing out that this would be, I think, about three times the economic boon to the state of the Clipsal. The tourism industry that we get just from the wedding industry alone and couples coming from around the country to get married here is enormous, and that doesn't even factor in the honeymoons and the destination wedding options of having the whole entourage come to South Australia. It could be a massive boost financially for South Australia.
I know plenty of people that are in those sorts of communities and are like that, and I want them to be happy as well.
I think it's great. I have no problems with it at all.
Everybody's got a right to have a partner, irrespective of whether it's a male or a female. And if I want to have a family and be together, I don't think the government should stop people from getting married.
There's some supporters on Adelaide streets ending Emmy Dowling's report.